President Bush says the selection of an interim government brings Iraq one step closer to sovereignty and democracy. The president, speaking today in the White House Rose Garden, praised the work of UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi in formulating the interim government, and Mr. Bush dismissed suggestions that the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council wrested control of the selection process from Brahimi. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
President Bush said that it was Lakhdar Brahimi who made the decisions and who presented names to the Iraqi Governing Council for consideration.
He was the quarterback, and it seemed like a good group to me. I mean, they're diverse. As I mentioned, a number of women are now involved in the government, which is a positive step.
At the United Nations, though, reporters pressed Secretary General Kofi Annan on the makeup of the new government, which includes four members of the U.S.-appointed Iraqi Governing Council. Annan conceded that Lakhdar Brahimi had to make compromises to move the process forward.
We all have to recognize that the process wasn't perfect and it's a difficult environment. And I think given the circumstances, I believe Mr. Brahimi did as best as he could.
The Secretary General also said it was never the UN's intention to impose a government on the Iraqi people. One high-profile member of the new government, President Ghazi al-Yar, has been openly critical of the United States' actions in Iraq, but National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice professes to be unconcerned about such criticism.
These are not America's puppets. These are independent-minded Iraqis who are determined to take their country to security and democracy.
President Bush says the selection of Iraq's interim leaders should assist U.S. and British efforts to obtain a new U.N. Security Council resolution. It's supposed to endorse the political and security mechanisms that will be put in place on June 30th with the transfer of power. President Bush says he's been trying to build support for the resolution's approval in the Security Council.
I've been speaking with a variety of world leaders to encourage them to, by telling them we're willing to work with them to achieve language we can live with, but more importantly, language that the Iraqi government can live with.
Last week, France, Russia, Germany, and China made it clear they were not satisfied with the initial draft of the resolution. They said it did not give the interim government enough control over its own affairs, particularly in matters of security, and that it gave the multinational force in Iraq an open-ended mandate. Today, the U.S. and Britain circulated a revised text. State Department spokesman Richard Boucher says it takes into account discussions with Iraqis and the concerns expressed by other governments.
The revised text makes clearer that the occupation ends on June 30th and that the Iraqi interim government will be fully sovereign. I think that, in a nutshell, is the main thrust of the revisions that were made.
As they consider the revised text, members of the UN Security Council are waiting to hear directly from the new interim government about the text. A delegation from Baghdad is expected to meet with the council in New York, perhaps later this week, to express its views on the resolution. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.